What does the word unconditional love mean to me? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. What does the word unconditional love mean to me? Well, the word unconditional love means to me that I first love myself. I first absolutely enjoy my own company. I first absolutely believe in myself and believe in my observations and believe in things that are important to me. Now, the second part of that is I am careful that I make important to me only those issues that are exciting and revealing to me, because I am at home in my hermitage, and I have so many wonderful people that come into the hermitage and they vacuum my floor for me, and my floors are always pretty nice. And occasionally I'll take out the vacuum cleaner and do a thorough job and get places where no one has ever thought to reach. It's done. So, then I put the vacuum cleaner away, and while I'm at the sink, I make some oatmeal for myself and some for Rex, and I drop a flake or two of oatmeal on my carpet. And I look down and I see the flake or two of oatmeal on my carpet, and I say, I should vacuum that up. And I say, that's silly. I bend over and I pinch the several pieces with my fingers gently, put them in the palm of my hand, and then I see several other little pieces of specks of dust and what have you, and I go around and I pick it out and I clean it out, and then I put it in the wastebasket. And I didn't even have to bring out the vacuum cleaner, but I did pick it up and it's no longer there. Now, this morning I had an interesting experience. I love myself unconditionally, and I think I'm a happy, happy guy. And I have bought a straight type razor. It's a safety razor. And I have been shaving with it recently, and it shaves very nice, very chuk, 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 and it's all done. But on my electric razor, I have to go two or three times across my face to have something happen. And this morning, just for the heck of it, I was waiting in the bathroom for a moment, and so I took the head of my electric razor on the razor itself, and I opened it, and I saw some dust in there. So I brushed out the dust. And then I took a little tiny brush that I have that was used for cleaning hearing aids, and I started dusting in among the blades of the electric razor with its three circular blades on it. And little by little I saw, hey, I can see light through there. There is such a pack of dust in there that it cannot cut anything because nothing can come in. And so I noticed that my one razor always did all the cutting. It always had the hairs in it, and the rest of the razors didn't have any hairs in it. And I thought, why is this? My goodness sakes. And so for a half an hour, I sat there with this little brush, flicking out the little hairs, the tiny dust and stuff, in each blade. And the one blade where was doing the cutting, it was not difficult at all because it was free, and I was able to flick it all out good, and I could see the light coming through. But then, on the others, nothing happened, but I kept flicking, and pretty soon, all of a sudden, it was like I opened up a wonderful thing, and they came out, and they were coming out both sides and front and back, and I was dusting it off, and I could see light coming through every blade that was going around. Now, I haven't tried it yet, because then I did the next thing I'm allowed to do. I took it with the blades closed and ran it for a while under the running water, and that's what you're supposed to do, and clean it up. And then I opened it up and I went through it again and checked it, and it looked very nice and clean, and shook it out and let it to dry. Now, I will try it and see how it functions. Now, why is it? I've only had that electric razor now for maybe 3 or 4 years, and this is the first time I cleaned it. You know, Why is it that it didn't shave me very well? Well, because there was no place for the hair to go. The clippers that were in there working were whirling around, but there was no area next to it for the hair to go in. So now the hair is going to have a place to go in, and I imagine it'll go zip, 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 just like brand new. And it'll work just absolutely wonderful. Now, it took me a half an hour. Now, if my time were worth, let's just say, like our handyman, $20 an hour, that'd be $5 for 15 minutes or $10 for half an hour. Mm-hmm. So it took me about a half an hour to clean that out. That'd be about $10 of my time. Now, I could go down and buy a new head for maybe about $25. So I saved myself some money. And by cleaning it out.
Dinner
for that. Yeah, right away. Somebody's got ideas of how to spend the money. But no, and it worked just perfectly. And like I say, we'll see how, once I try it after having it dry, how it works. But I can use it in the shower, or I can use it anywhere, because it is designed to be done that way. It's not plugged into the wall, it's battery operated, and it's hermetically sealed. So that's a lovely thing. Now, you say, well, what's so interesting about that, Herb? Well, what's so interesting about that is that I took unconditional love and went to work on the head of my razor to lovingly clean every little blade. I couldn't take it apart because it is designed not to be taken apart. It's designed that when somebody just doesn't take care of it, that it's going to have to be traded in on a new one. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to buy a new one. But I unconditionally loved the thing, and I wasn't judging it. I was just flicking away and flicking away with this little tiny brush, and I could see all the dust. I could see long hairs and everything else in there wound around in that circle. And I was just utterly amazed that these things got in there, and that I thought that it was always free. But yet I knew that every time I shaved, just the one little turn circle had dust on it, and only dust, because I had to go over my face so many times that it made dust out of the whiskers instead of cutting them off. Now, we oftentimes think that we can violate unconditional love, and that we can just say, doesn't work, no good, it's just out of order. Instead of just saying, well, hey, everything I have is beautiful, everything I have works fine, everything I have works great. Now, what was the thing that happened to my razor? The thing that happened to my razor was the producer's statement of built-in obsolescence. Now, built-in obsolescence takes place when there's no unconditional love. When there's unconditional love, there's no built-in obsolescence. When there's built-in unconditional love, you look at the razor and say, I wonder why it doesn't work too well. You say, well, you have to change the blades. No, you don't change the blades. I can take my safety razor, and the good one that I have, it's got about 5 blades in it. I can take that safety razor and I can shave for 3 months without it getting dull. Now you say, how can you do that? Because I think it. And I take that blade and I use soap on my face, and I go zip, 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 and it just cleans it up real quick. When I can begin to feel the whiskers after about 3 months, then that means it's time to change. That means the blade has done its thing. Well, now, that sort of thing, one of those little blade head costs maybe about $4 or $5, but that's quite a difference. That's quite a difference. And I was learning that I wasn't going to let the built-in obsolescence of my electric razor tell me that I should not love it anymore, that I should not care for it, that I should not find out why it was not cutting. One was cutting not too well, but the rest of them were not cutting at all. And there was nothing. Now, that's been going on for months, and I didn't even pay any attention to it. But half an hour right now, spent on that, we'll see. I'm sure it'll be just beautiful, because they weren't being used. They weren't cutting anything.
Right.
Nothing could get in there to get cut. They're like almost brand new, you know? Now, we don't know, but life has all these built-in obsolescence ideas. And the biggest built-in obsolescence idea is the lack of unconditional love. Anytime unconditional love is there, things seem to work. Things seem to function like they should. And with unconditional, did you ever have a meal made by a mad woman? It was not too good. Because all the woman's unhappiness, it put into the meal. Now, she's not saying, I'm going to put unhappiness on this one. She's just unhappy. And so she puts it into the meal by every vegetable that she cuts, or every piece of meat that she touches, everything she does, because her unhappiness equates through the world that she lives in. Now, this is why it's very important to keep a happy cook. And it's true. Keep a happy cook. Keep unconditionally loving that cook. Go in there and say, oh, sweetheart, you just are the greatest cook in the world. It's just a joy to eat it at any table. You said, wow, everybody should be so lucky like me. And, you know, doing that once, twice, three times, she may be unhappy. But when it comes time to making the meal, she's not unhappy, because she already knows that that is a happy time. She already knows that. The thought has been given to her. Unconditional love had been given to her. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, can you do that with every area of your life? Sure can. It takes a little bit of self-directed attention, like me with the razor. A little self-directed attention. And I've been looking at my computer, trying to find a few answers, and I'm going into the help and so forth. And in help, I'm finding all sorts of other answers that I was looking for before that I didn't go to look for the help on. But it was all there. I'm beginning to take the little hairs that are stuck under the blade and flick them out, and out comes all these beautiful answers from the help in Apple. And it's really quite lovely. And it's quite lovely if all of us would just take the time to love ourselves, and in loving ourselves, find that life really is an unconditionally loving experience, and that for every little tiny bit of love that we give out, we get back so much more than we could ever imagine. So live unconditional love in your world like I'm living it in my world, and I am a happy guy, I can tell you. So know that I love you eternally.
Thank you, Larry.